having Dracaena. Cab Franc Reserve. It's a 2017, 45 bucks. It's from the Plummer Vineyard. So Michael and Lori are the winemakers, and the name Dracaena combines their background in science and the name of their dog Draco.
Not Draco.
Don't
now.
Cry, Carrie. I'm not going to. I have no more feelings.
Oh, first of all, Cabernet Franc. Lori is responsible for making Cabernet Franc Day a thing.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Lori.
Good job, girl.
Yay.
I appreciate it. Cabernet Franc, so thank you.
Cover girl. Work it, girl.
So, fun fact about Cabernet Franc is it's the parent grape of Cabernet Sauvignon. A few episodes ago, both Megan and Larry put that together. They're like, wait, I think it's Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc, and that's how they...
Like Cabernet Sauvignon, yeah.
Yeah, that's how Cabernet Sauvignon came to be. But
that's how Cabernet Franc came to be.
No, Cabernet Sauvignon came to be from Cabernet Franc.
Oh, yeah, that's
Cabernet
what it was.
Franc and Sauvignon Blanc...
Now I remember.
...made Cabernet Sauvignon.
They had sex and they had a baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they had to...
But what you don't know...
What don't we know?
What? There's more?
Tell me what we should know.
There's another child.
No.
This sounds like a telenovela.
It does.
Tell me more. With the housekeeper?
Cabernet Franc, it might be.
With the maid?
Cabernet Franc is also the parent of a Merlot.
Oh!
How dare they?
What the actual...
Exactly. Drama. This is Real Housewives for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
And it's more telenovela.
Okay, one more telenovela. I don't know. That's it. Okay, so let's get into it. We are having...
Dracaena Cab Franc Reserve, 2017, $45, Plummer Vineyard.
Here we go.
The color.
Carrie, go.
Deep purple.
Blackout conditions.
Megan, the color.
Garnet tawny with blackout conditions, bitches.
Very
beautiful dark purple and blackout conditions.
And I said deep purple. Are you ready for the twist?
Blackout.
But clear.
Clear.
Clear?
What the did you hear, Clay?
Excuse me? You can see through the glass. You can see through the wine.
I cannot hear you.
You cannot see. It's hazy at best.
You're drunk.
It's a dense fog with storm clouds. He's going blind.
Color. Clearly,
you need
to
go take him to get his eyes tested.
I think it's blackout conditions.
I think so too. I went
I
right
never
light.
Say the word tawny.
I can see right through mine, so.
You cray.
The overall smell and intensity.
I said it was aromatic and strong. I said it's inviting and alluring and amazing.
Whoa.
Oh my.
Yep, it's in between average and strong, so I put amazing.
Larry?
I got highly aromatic and powerful.
And I said highly aromatic and strong.
The aromas detected.
Aromas detected, Carrie, go.
Blueberry, blackberry, plum, cassis, smoke.
And Megan?
Okay, so I put boysenberry, strawberry, and blackberry, but really I just smelled a jammy jam jam town.
I agree.
I agree with that jammy jam jam town. I like that. Anyways, cherry, blackberry, boysenberry, black pepper, and some leather. It actually smelled like a little bit of a belt.
Mm.
Like a real leather belt.
Which man, part, you're nailing it tonight.
Which part of the belt?
The belt that I'm going to snap your with.
I was waiting for that.
Is that a promise?
I shall live.
Okay. All right, and my aroma is detected. I said that this was a tornado of dark fruits and dried fruit for me. That's what I say for my smell. So pretty much like your fruitcake.
Dracaena Cab Franc Reserve, 2017, $45, Plummer Vineyard. I said cassis, toast, cinnamon, dark chocolate.
What about your acidity, Carrie?
Oh, soft, smooth, semi-dry, very good.
Very good is what?
Overall taste.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so Victor, my flavors detected. I said blackberry, boysenberry, cassis, fig, smoke, anise, black pepper, mushrooms, and cloves. My overall acidity was mouth-watering, dryness and sweetness, semi-dry, and overall taste, very good.
Looks like we agree.
about nothing. And we agreed on the semi-dry and the very good.
And Larry.
My flavors, I got blackberry, cassis, smoke, vanilla, and cocoa. And then for my acidity, I got soft and smooth, but then I put a little arrow to the side where I put, but at the same time, mouth-watering. And then the dryness and sweetness, I got dry. And then for the overall taste, I got outstanding. How about you, Victor?
My flavors, I got plum, prunes, anise, vanilla, cocoa, and a pepper, not bell pepper, but perhaps a serrano that isn't spicy, just the kind of that flavor of it. My acidity was soft and smooth. Dryness and sweetness, semi-dry. My overall taste, I thought it was outstanding.
The finish. The length of time that the flavors last in your mouth.
I said everlasting, 1 minute plus.
Megan, go.
I said long, 45 seconds to a minute.
Larry, go.
I got everlasting.
Perfect. I got everlasting.
Cheers!
America.
The balance.
I thought it was harmonious.
Megan.
Harmonious.
Larry.
I got perfect.
And I got perfect.
Yay.
The complexity.
I thought it was unsolvable mystery of fun.
Megan.
I thought it was a roller coaster.
Larry.
Of fun.
Oh, Larry.
I got unsolvable mystery of fun.
And I got unsolvable mystery of fun.
Is that a cheers again?
Sort of. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
sort of.
Cheers.
Yeah. You can get it again. It's really changed.
Literally, we've been trying to get to this winery for a year and a half.
And I'll tell you, I want more of your wine already.
I was very upset I didn't get to taste your rosé.
Total assessment.
Dracena Cab Franc Reserve, 2017, $45, Plummer Vineyard.
Total assessment. Carrie, go.
I said I would recommend it to advanced.
And why?
Because I think it has complex flavors that the average wine drinker would not appreciate.
And Megan?
I would have to concur with Carrie, say that this is more for intermediate to advanced. There's a lot of layers to this. This is not your typical varietal, so it's not something that someone would be used to. Therefore, you need to have a more refined palate in order to appreciate all of the levels of complexity and layers of funness, as I'm going to call it.
Sounds
and
good.
They have a dog on the label. I mean, what more could you want?
So I circled advanced and everybody because, first of all, I want everybody to taste this wine. However, for the advanced, I think that, again, Cabernet Franc is a little bit more to somebody that knows a little bit more about the wine. But it could be everybody.
Fantastic.
How about you, Victor?
I highly recommended this, and like you, I also circled advanced and everybody because I do want everybody to taste this. But definitely advanced because of the tornado of scents and hurricane of flavors in this wine.
You nailed it right there. There is a lot going on in the wine, but I love it.
Yeah.
It's just fun. Like I said, it's fun in the senses. And
I thought you were going to say fun in the sun.
There was no sun that day. It was cold and cloudy.
Wine Uniscore, how many unicorns?
I said 7 unicorns.
And Megan?
I gave it 9 unicorns. I liked it.
And Larry?
I will tell you right now, Carrie, I am going to give you a death stare.
Ooh.
You know why? Because I'm giving it a 10, Carrie.
Okay, do what you like. Live your life. Live your best life.
Okay, I love Cab Franc.
Good.
All right. And I gave it 9 unicorns.
Cheers.
That's it. There you go. Thanks, Tracina.
Many, many thanks to you guys.
And we can't wait to try your rosé.
Mm-hmm. Yes.